Good morning. We're coming up on 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. And we do have a high today into the low 80s. A slight chance here of a few showers to start the day out. We do have some showers in getting into Osage County here. Also a little bit in southwest Missouri, northwest Arkansas. Joining us here in studio, we have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How's it going?
I'm doing good, James. How are you?
Hey, doing well. What is our verse of the day?
It's actually two verses, Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, 1 and 2.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Charles. And we are here into not officially summer, but it is kind of this unofficial summertime. I always love this cusp of the summer season. It's always great. There's just a ton of events that are going on this weekend.
It's very nice. And it's so nice to have the heat has not really set in. Normally by this time of year, it feels like it's an oven outside, but not this year. And so I'm grateful for every day that we can escape some of that brutal heat.
Absolutely. So I know today you wanted to talk, we haven't really discussed this for a while here as a topic, and that is the one of estate planning.
That's right. You know, estate planning is something that we don't like to think a lot about. It sort of reminds us that we have an expiration date, but it's vital. It's something that we need to do. And there's just some basic reasons. It helps controls, you know, what happens to your assets when you exit this world, or when you're not maybe able to have control like you would like. By thinking ahead, you can put some planning in place to help decide what happens. And a big reason for this is it can avoid family conflict and costly probate. But I think family conflict is one of the biggest reasons to have some planning, estate planning. And some people think, well, by planning, I'm going to cause family conflict. But by not choosing, I'm not making that choice. And so we just sort of live in la la land. But the reality is, there is a direction that ultimately you would like for it to go, even if it's a close call about who gets what. And there's no better person to make that call than you are. And so I highly recommend that you, I don't know how many times when there's no plan at all, and it's just sort of a free for all, and the kids are like, well, here we go, you know. And sometimes the worst tendencies can come to the surface in a situation like that. But there's no better feeling than hearing, hey, we have a plan. They left instructions. Here it is. And we're following this. And people just seem to fall into line when that is in place.
Well, and it really is a nice thing to do for, you know, because it's a very overwhelming situation, you know, in general when you lose a family member. And I know that, you know, sometimes we wonder, it's like, is it going to be like the, you know, you see these movies where they're like reading the will and all this sort of thing. And I mean, I'm sure that maybe happens for those big estates. But a lot of times it's just a process of kind of having, you know, the step-by-step documents in place.
Yeah. And I would say this is the kindest thing that you can do for your family. When there is nothing there, it says, well, it's all in your lap and you have to decide. But if you can think ahead and leave instructions, that is one of the kindest things that you can do for your family, for their well-being, for their peace, and for there to be order and clear instruction. There's nothing that can really quite match that, having that in place. It gives peace of mind. It also can help minimize taxes and maximize what your family receives. With proper planning, you can position things in such a way where you can maximize what they receive and minimize what you pay Uncle Sam.
Sure. So what would you say to people who are, you know, they haven't really started a lot of this and they're like, well, I know I need to do it, but I just, you know, I don't want to really do it. And, you know, I feel like it's just going to be overwhelming to even get the ball rolling. You know, what would you say to those people who haven't really started anything yet?
Well, the first step is to take inventory. And if you're an American, you probably have more stuff than you might realize. And anything from bank accounts to retirement accounts, IRAs, investments, real estate, vehicles, life insurance, personal belongings, collections, stuff like that. And it's just get an inventory, put all those down on paper and get those down in front of you so you sort of know what you have. Don't let it just sort of be in different corners of your mind or, oh, I've got this over here in this place, but sort of capture it all so you have a snapshot of what you have. Then number two, get like your deeds, titles to vehicles, any existing wills that you have, beneficiary forms for your different accounts that you might have. Look at your payable on death designations, like at the bank. If you have a bank account, I highly recommend that you have a pay on death where if something were to happen to you, a death certificate would put your the next person that you designate in the driver's seat and they could take over the account. And then the biggest step is decide your goals. And sometimes we think, well, we need to treat all our kids equally. And the truth is all of our kids are individual and God doesn't treat everybody equally. Not everybody's driving the same car or living in the same house, but he treats us according to our various strengths. I have kids that some that I help more than others, and that's because some of them need more help than others. And so think about your goals. Think about how you want your goods, your possessions distributed, and really, really think about what you want to be done and what you want life to look like for your family upon your passing, and how you want all of your possessions to be passed down. Really think about that and write that down and put that down. You might think about special needs. If you have somebody in your family that has special needs, if you have a child that is in that category, there's a special needs trust that can be set up that can receive funds for him or her, but not affect their Medicaid if they're on Medicaid or they have received benefits. Those can be sort of thrown off sometimes by income, but you can set up to where they are cared for with your funds, but it doesn't interfere with their benefits. Think about guardians for even for pets or minor children. If you have kids that are still under 18, think about a designation for somebody. Because here's the real truth. If you don't make these decisions, someone else will. And that someone else will probably be a judge. And that judge has 100 other things on his plate. And the last thing he wants to do is decide what happens with your stuff. But if you don't do it, an uncaring judge is going to, when I say uncaring, I don't mean that like the judges are bad. I'm just saying they don't have a vested interest in your belongings and in your possessions and in your family. But by not doing it, you're putting it in a judge's hands, and they will ultimately decide who gets to take care of your children, how your funds are distributed, how your possessions are distributed. And so the kindest thing you can do to your family is to think ahead, make a plan, write it down, and make it official.
No, we're talking with Charles Skank here of Skank Insurance. And Charles, you know, when we hear about some of these different terms that are out there, like, you know, an executor of, you know, the estate, that sort of thing, I know that's out there. What about a power of attorney? Is that a little bit different? Is that more when the person is living, or
that's for when you're living.
Okay.
And if it helps, they can be drawn up different ways, but ideally it's a financial power of attorney, where if you're incapacitated, they can write checks for you, they can manage your accounts, they can help with what you aren't able to do. They're able to sort of steer the ship in your absence, or if you're lacking the ability to make those decisions. Then there's a healthcare power of attorney that you can give to somebody that can help decide your medical decisions while you're incapacitated. And so you can leave them instructions, and people, you can talk about a DNR, do not resuscitate. You can talk about if you want to be on a life support, how long you want to be on life support, or if you want that at all, or, you know, all kinds of decisions that you can just simply have a conversation with. You can have a power of attorney drawn up and give to them, and that way the family's not in the dark about what to do and what your wishes are, what you want done.
Sure. So Charles, how can you help people when you know they're kind of looking into these difficult decisions?
So every one of our accounts that we deal with, when it comes to like your retirement accounts, are beneficiary driven. And that means that we have a primary beneficiary. If it's a couple, usually it's the spouse, surviving spouse is the beneficiary. And then there's a contingent beneficiary, or multiple contingent beneficiaries, where probably the kids, if there's kids in the picture. If there's no kids, sometimes it's nephew, nieces, sometimes it's a brother or sister. We try to think ahead about, okay, if something happens to you, what do you want to happen to that money? And then if that person is no longer around, what do you want to happen in that scenario? And so we try to think a couple moves ahead, so that when our expiration date happens, that there is a plan in place. And so we try to do that for all of our clients. We don't actually do wills and trust. Would be done through an attorney, but we just see the value of having those documents in place and reviewing your beneficiaries. I cannot emphasize that enough. I don't know how many times I've seen somebody pass and they have down a person that they did not intend to inherit their possessions. Maybe it was a brother-in-law or a sister-in-law, and they're no longer married, but they're still in the state just because there was a lack of updates, lack of planning, hadn't been done, and they had somebody receive money that they did not intend upon their passing for them to receive it. But it was in black and white, and it cannot be undone. It could be an ex-spouse. It could be a whole different scenarios of situations where somebody received money and that was not their intention at all, but it was something they had never updated.
Yeah, another good reason to check into that, update that periodically, and just have a look-see every so often. So, Charles, how about we take a quick break? We'll have more as we continue our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 8:24. We have Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here with us in studio. And Charles, I know that you had a seminar on Medicare last night, and how did that all go?
Yes, it was at the Big Cheese there in Independence. We had a great turnout, got to meet some new people, and it really felt like the home crowd. I really, really enjoyed it. Travis was able to help me in our seminar. And it was a success. And so I'm very grateful for everybody that showed up. But if you missed last night and you still need to get a Medicare education, we have a seminar coming up in Tumbleweeds in Bartlesville this coming Thursday, June 4th, 6 p.m. And if you are new to Medicare, you are invited. Come on out and enjoy a good meal, but also get an education on how Medicare works. And we can show you where you need to go. Doesn't matter if you're just turning 65, if you're over 65, but you're leaving employer coverage and you need some guidance, just come on out. There's no pressure, no obligation, no selling. It's available to all of our listeners. You need to call our office at 620-331-8800, and we can reserve your place.
Fantastic. Well, that'll be a great opportunity, Charles. And for folks who maybe want to learn a little bit more about Medicare on their own time, I know you have the book available, right?
That's right. It's called Medicare Breakdown, and it's available to all of our listeners. Just simply call or text our office at 620-331-8800. You can text with your address, and we will send this book out to you. It's just a A to Z, how to understand Medicare, how to navigate how Medicare works. It's available to you at no charge simply by just giving your name and address.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, if folks do want to get a hold of you and make an appointment, ask a question on the phone, where can we find you?
So our main office is in Independence at 520 North Penn, right beside AutoZone, diagonally across the road from Daylight Donuts. And we have a location in Howard as well. And you can find us online at skencinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, insurance.com.
All right. Well, Charles, we appreciate you joining us as always here today. Good to catch up. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to talking soon.
James, thank you. Have a great weekend as well.
All right. Thanks so much. That is Charles Skenk of Skenk Insurance here on the Mighty 690. We get to talk with Charles each and every Friday at this time. On the way, we're getting into Open Line. That's straight ahead here on KGGF.